Eat my pagan ass, bitches.
Eat it!
Now!
I just gotta stick this rod in the hole over here.
Ouch!
Dover.
We're just having fun, people.
Eat it!
Now! Now! Now!
Well, hello, everybody. It's me, Luckylicious, back from the dead. I know, it's been an awfully long time since last we did a podcast. And actually, it's just me today. There's no Carmen. She is, well, I don't really know where she is, but... She's a Pisces, you know. They just kind of wander off into the wilderness and they get lost for a few millennia and they have their visions, their spiritual journeys, and then they come back and they, you know, change the world. But right now she's in that lost and wandering phase somewhere. I think she's somewhere up in the Bronx. Don't know, though, but waiting to hear back from her. But she will be back in future episodes. No, seriously, though, her schedule's a little crazy right now, and... So I thought, and so is mine, but I also have a very strong guilty conscience. You know, Pisces, they don't. They just kind of like, la, 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 everything's beautiful. Leos were more like, we're task-driven. You know, we say we're going to do this podcast, and, well, if we don't, then we, like, get riddled with guilt and all this other fun stuff, so... And I also miss you guys. And I also miss, you know, doing the podcast. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to let Miss Carmen go and do her thing. But meanwhile, I'm just going to, you know, do a quick little podcast, check in with all the peeps, all the buds out there who have been sending us emails. And we've just totally dissed you all for the last, like, 2.5 months. I think the last podcast we did was in September, which was a really good podcast. But, I mean, come on. You can only listen to that 500 times before you get bored. I mean... At least me. Some of you might have more tolerance. I don't know. Stamina. I'm sure Fluffy has some stamina. Anyway, so what's been going on? Let me move the mic over here and let me get myself a little comfortable. You know, it's Saturday morning. It's what? December 2nd. December 2nd. Yule is coming. La la la. Hard to believe, isn't it? Yule. My goodness. I'm actually looking forward to Yule in a big, big boner way because, as some of you may know, if you've read the eatmypaganass.livejournal.com weblog, you saw my last comment which said that I broke up with my partner. Excuse me. That's what I think about that. Let me sip my chai tea here for a second, people. My chai and my vanilla soy milk tea. Now, isn't that the sound of winter? Sipping some hot beverage.
Beverage.
Love it. anyway. So, before we get on to the joys of Yule, which maybe if we all cross our fingers and toes and other wiggly bits... We can get Carmen to come in and do a show with us about that because she's cool. And I really wanted her to be here, too, to talk to you all about Samhain. But, you know, the wheel goes around and around and around, and we'll get to talk about Samhain next year. Well, she will, anyway. I'm going to talk about it now because I had some pretty amazing experiences with Samhain that I wanted to share with all of you. Let's see. Well, do you want the good news first or the bad news? I don't know. Why don't I give you the bad news? Let me just get it out of the way, and then we'll just move on. Okay? Yeah, like I said, I broke up. I already mentioned that, but I think it's important to mention it in the context of Samhain, because Samhain, as you all know, or as you all are about to learn, for those of you who don't know, is that the time of the year, traditionally around October 30th. Some people say it starts a little after, but I'm just talking about the whole season in general. It's the final harvest. It's the third and final harvest of the year, traditionally. And also, it's the time of year when the veil between the worlds is the thinnest. And by that, I mean the world, the seen world and the unseen world. And our ancestors believed that at that time of the year, beings from either world can freely pass through the veil into the other. So that's where you get a tradition of honoring your dead ancestors, because it was believed that they could travel through the veil at that time of year and visit you and see you. So it was customary to leave them, you know, a token of food or something, something that they liked in life. Also, gods, goddesses, and then all the, the little troublesome sprites, as it were, that also exist out there, were said to have free access to this plane, and so efforts were made to appease them as well. And well, you know, either you did or you didn't, and if you didn't, maybe you're having a really shitty time right now. It's never too late to leave a little bowl of cream out for the fairy folk, people. Just do it. Trust me. It works. Speaking of fairy folks, I have a little one here with me right now. As you all know, I have a very big dog named Seamus. But I'm dog-sitting this weekend. This cute little white, I don't even know what he is. He's like a little terrier or something. But he's very, very, he's smaller than my cat, and his name is Tic-Tac. And he's just so tiny and delicate that I think that he's kind of like a little sprite. Except when he barks. I don't like that. So anyway, that's beside the point. Get back on track, Luckylicious. Samhain, right. Okay, so end of the year also. That was the another significant part of this holiday. The year was divided into two seasons, a dark season and a light season, or a winter and summer, essentially. And that's very easy to see the farther north you go, where you really just have warm days and or hot days and freezing days, and that's about it. Hold on, I'm just going to take a sip of my beverage. Much better. So, spiritually speaking, I guess, there are a few things that we do at this time of year that I did anyway. One of them was to, I kind of start around September, I really start to wrap my head around the things that I have in my life that I'd like to let fall away and, you know, die, but by die, I mean, I don't mean that literally. I'm sorry. It's very early and I haven't done, I'm out of practice. Tac-Tac. No, that's not his name. Tic-Tac. No. Oh, he wants to come sit on my lap and podcast. Come here, little baby. Say hi. Say hi to everybody. What? He's crazy. He's kind of a crazy dog. A little hyper for my tastes, actually. Thank God he's so small. Anyway, so, yeah, I can't think of the word that I'm sorry. I don't mean it literally. I mean it, and I don't mean metaphorically speaking. Thank you, God. God. Takes a while for the caffeine to move up from the belly into the brain, kids. Especially at my age, ripe old age of 32. So, yeah, around this time of year, I just look at, you know, the activities I have going on. I look at, you know, the habits I have. I look at the people around my life. I look at, you know, everything, basically. And I try to assess, you know, what are the things that I don't want to carry with me into the next year? Because the new year starts, new year has started, November 1st or November 6th, whatever you guys think in terms of Samhain. And, yeah, that's a pretty, you gotta prepare yourself for the dark season. And, the dark season's usually characterized by a lot of internal journeying. and internal transformation, going into your own personal underworld and taking on the causes of your external actions and experiences, and making changes at a very, very deep, deep level. This is kind of what Scorpio is all about. That's why it's such a transformative sign, transformative time of year. These changes are at your core level. And anyway, they tend to last for a while, you know, at least for a year. So it's a very important time of year, and you've really got to, you know, kind of take it seriously and go deep within and ask yourself some tough questions, and then be willing to cut away the things that no longer serve you on your path, so to speak. So there were quite a few things that came to mind in that process, but one of them, unfortunately, was my relationship with my partner. Some of you know we were together for 9 years, and we did take a hiatus for about 2 years, and that was about 2 years ago, because we'd had some difficulties back then. But then we got back together thinking that everything had been resolved, and obviously it wasn't. You know, the actual circumstances of the breakup I'll keep personal, but needless to say, he made it very easy for me to accept the fact that he was not right for me in my life. And so, starting in September, I made that realization in September. And yeah, it was pretty much hell from that point on. And I went to a... but anyway, let me finish the story. I just worked through it, you know. I asked him to leave before Samhain, because I felt that was very important. And he was gone before Samhain, I think. Was that true? No, he left like a week later. But it's all Samhain tide. That's how I just escaped this need some people have to tack a date onto something. I just, you know. Samhain tide, Yule tide, Brian tide. Brian tide, what's that? I don't know. So, anyway. So now he's gone, and of course, it's kind of like, I don't know what it's like. I was about to say, not that I would know, but I don't know. Like, if you imagine having a baby growing inside of you, something that you're nurturing, something that you have dreams about the future for, something that is, you know, it's a life, and you're helping to make that life happen. And then all of a sudden there's like a miscarriage, and you lose the baby, and then you feel kind of empty for a while. And that's kind of where I am right now, in a lot of ways. Yeah, so, you know, basically my life got miscarried. But that's fine, because it was probably, you know, the child... Boy, I'm just going to push the envelope here. But it's like, you know, let's say you get raped, and you really don't want the child. But you also are opposed to abortion and didn't want to kill it and know that it's not the child's fault. That sort of thing. I don't know. That was a really bad analogy, because there was really no need to go there, but... As a rape victim myself, I can go ahead and say it. I feel for you girls and guys out there. Anyway, that's not even funny. Boy. So yeah. So now, just kind of cast adrift here in this empty season, the fallow season. Nothing is really growing, and I've kind of put the kibosh on, you know, all the many, many suitors who are knocking down my door trying to, you know, get my genes or marry me. Some of them are like that, too. Oh, boy. And I've just been very clear that, look, this isn't the right time, not only because it's so soon after, you know, the breakup, but I'm also just the breakup is just really one thing. It's indicative of a deeper personal transformation, I think, that's going to have impact beyond just, you know, who I'm sleeping with and who my lover is. I think that there's some kind of deep internal transformation happening, or realizations at least. Maybe it's not so much a transformation as a transformation of consciousness in terms of becoming aware of maybe who I really am and what I'm supposed to be doing here and blah, 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 you know? And those are all good questions to ask this time of year too. Those are the questions you have to ask, because otherwise you're not going to know what's good for you and what's bad for you and what needs to go and what needs to stay. So that's kind of where I am. So I'm not really out there to plant any new seeds. Although, you know, I did plant my tulip bulbs, spiritually speaking. Because those need to sit in the ground all winter. So, I mean, even there are seeds there. Of course, there are always going to be. There's always life if you welcome it and bring it in. And that's what you do when you bring in, when you put your bowl of cream out there. You say, welcome, welcome. So, no, it's there. I'm just not out right now for, not out for love. I don't know. That's a horrible thing to say. I think it's like, who am I to say, oh, I'm not out for love? If love comes, may I have the courage to embrace it. That's my prayer. That's my prayer today. And that almost made me cry. Oh, isn't this a fun podcast? But I'm telling you, man, this is Samhain. It's like time to get serious and blah, blah, blah. So that's something I did. At Samhain. And truth be told, I feel a lot better about things. I'm not so sure that I'm capable of handling this newfound freedom in the most responsible way, but granted, it's only been a month since we broke up, so I'm just going to give myself a clean slate. No, maybe I'll play around for a little bit more and then I'll be like, okay, no, really, I need to stop and slow down. I'm at that point right now, too. I've just been going really fast, you know, the last month. This sort of thing, this sort of uprooting upheaval can really just kind of send people like me over the edge, you know? I'm only hanging on by a shoestring as it is, and trying to conform as much as possible to, you know, the requirements of existence on Earth, you know, working and all that other fun stuff. So when something like this happens, something that you really counted on and used as an arena for a communication, self-exploration. Granted, it wasn't the best arena, and I know that I can do better. That's the good thing of it. But when, even if it's a shitty arena, it's still something that you need and something that you miss when it's gone. And when it's not there, you have to just do more searching and find new ways to enjoy life and be happy. And guess what? There are many ways out there. Like yesterday, I bought a Yule tree. But I'm jumping ahead of myself, but it's so cute. I just have to give you all a sneak preview. My mom, when I went to go see mom and dad and the whole family for Thanksgiving, and she told me, you know, she's like, are you going to decorate for the holidays? And I said, no, I don't think so, blah, blah. And she was like, come on, you have to at least get a tree. I said, Mom, I don't want to get a tree. I don't believe in killing trees for holidays. Trees are living things, and I don't want to cut them down. It really bothers me. She goes, well, then get a fake tree. And I said, maybe, but I'm not, like, into the whole tree thing. She goes, but it's pagan. This is my mother, she's Christian, and she's really cool. She's really cool. She's getting cooler, too, but cooler by the minute, ladies and gentlemen. I just keep that white candle burning. She goes, It's pagan. I said, yeah, I know, whatever. But then she will be very happy to know that yesterday I was spontaneously seized by the spirit of the holiday when I passed one of these guys in front of the supermarket that sells, all the Christmas trees and whatnot. And he had these live trees in their little pots, and I just thought they were so cute, and it smelled so good. The smell of the trees was the first thing to get my attention. I was like, oh, I love the smell of fir trees and all the evergreens. Like, they're just so aromatic. It's like, love it. So I gave in, and I had to buy a potted tree. But it's a live tree, and it's in its little pot. And it's a little tiny, tiny, tiny little sapling. It's so cute. It's only about 10 inches tall. And it's sitting on my desk here, and I'm like, it's so cute, and I get to nurture it and grow it, and then maybe one day when if I buy a house, I can plant it on my land. So this tree is symbolic of my new life, and it's symbolic of my ability and the ability that we all have to overcome the dark, the darkness, the dark season. Yeah, all our little goblins come out of the closet and scare us, and make us run. And we might feel like we're not going to survive the hardship of living in that, the clefote, that just that dark shell world that we find ourselves in sometimes. But guess what? We are resilient, and we have an enormous capacity for overcoming challenges. We will survive, honeys. All of us. And yeah, that's life. Life asserts itself always. And, so I'm asserting myself in this new life. And now I have a little baby sapling, which I haven't named yet, but maybe it already has a name. I'll have to see if I can find out, but there it is. I have a new tree. That's cool. I didn't even think of that until just now. See, podcasts are a form of meditation. They really are. And I love it. So, anyway. Back to Samhain. Kiddos. Samhain. Yeah, what else did I do? Yeah, so I mentioned that it's also time of the year to honor the dead. So, I went to a Feast of the Dead ritual, which was held at the Chapel of Sacred Mirrors, which is an art gallery in Chelsea here in New York City, owned by Alex Gray and his wife, whose name I'm forgetting right now, I'm sorry, Mrs. Gray. And Alex Gray, some of you may know his work. Check it out, alexgray.com, G-R-E-Y, A-L-E-X-G-R-E-Y.com, or Cosm, C-O-S-M.com. Or look up Chapel of Sacred Mirrors or whatever, you'll find it. He does a lot of like psychedelically inspired artwork, and he and his wife together have built this and a community of people. Actually, it's not just the two of them. There's a really strong community of supporters. Built this fantastic art space here in New York City, if you do nothing when you come to New York, especially if you're pagan, you've got to come see the Chapel of Sacred Mirrors. It's just great. He's got this big room. The Hall of Mirrors itself features these giant portraits of the human body, both male and female, different races, seen on the different levels from, the purely physical down, so you've got like the skin, and then you've got bones, and then you've got like the etheric stuff, the auras and the spiritual bodies, and it just goes on and on, and it's so cool. And there's these giant gongs in the room, and people meditate in there, and then he's also got some other fantastic artwork. Just blows me away. And I wonder if he's related to like Gray, as in Gray's Anatomy. Probably he is. I would bet he is. Anyway, so go see that. But the Silent Supper was held there, and that was organized by the Temple of I don't remember. It was so long ago. I feel really bad. My friend has this part of this temple of the Evening Star, I think. And it was a really nice, nice salon. Lots of people came. They served food, and there's this one, aspect in addition to the ritual, part of calling circle and the deities and the ancestors and all that stuff. We had a storyteller who sang some sort of, what language was his song in? I don't know. Maybe it was like Finnish or some Native American. I don't really remember. Maybe it was Eskimo, some Eskimo song. Hold on, I'm gonna sip my beverage. I don't even remember what the story was. I don't remember what the song was about, but it was cool. Anyway, it was so cool. It was like totally like the part of the storyteller, shaman, and everyone sat around just like enwrapped in his in the tale he was telling and the song sing song, and people were singing along, and it was just really, really cool. Hey, Tic Tac, leave your bed alone. So that was a really cool thing. And then we went and we honored the dead by going up and placing a small amount of food on our plates, and then giving. They had a whole altar set up for the deceased, and we just left food offerings for them. We invited them to take part in the festivities, the celebration of this time of year. And then, of course, we all stuffed our faces like crazy because we are alive and we need more food than dead people, or we will be dead too. So we ate lots of food and we partied, and we they had, they had some divination there. They had an oracle set up, and they had scrying pots, and which I went over. I've never seen anything in scrying. I try like dark crystal scrying and dark water, dark pool scrying, and I don't see anything. I try fire scrying and smoke scrying, mirror scrying, nothing happens. Although I'm fond of the mirror scrying only because, wouldn't you love to just look at yourself all the time if you had a face like this, little pagan people out there? I think you would. So I like to do that. I kind of hypnotize myself anyway. I just stare into my eyes and go, so that's probably close, the closest I get to entering a trance state. It's my Scorpio eyes. They just like bore right into you, down to your soul, and they see the truth of your essence. But they're beautiful too, so people don't mind. Stare at me all you want, Luckylicious. Stare at me some more, please. Just send me pictures of your eyes. Yeah, come on, cut me some slack, folks. I've had a rough patch here. So that was one thing I did for Samhain. Then I did another thing, because us pagans, it's all Samhain all the time this time of year, and then in the spring it's all Beltane all the time, because those are our just two favoritest holidays of the year ever, ever. So I couldn't just go to one Samhain ritual. In fact, I had to, I you know mo some people I know go to like 20. They just they go nuts on it. Me, I just couldn't do it. Whatever, have a life too, So I did go to another ritual which was really important for me. There is a group of gay men here in Manhattan who meet on a regular basis, and they circle. And so we met just like the week before Samhain, really, or 2 weeks before Samhain even. But it was close enough to really, the energies were already there, and I certainly was in that headspace by this point. And just had a great, lovely. We made this horn god oil. Oh, so amazing! Just how we did it. We passed each ingredient of the oil around, and there were about 8 of us, 9 of us. And from person to person, and we'd let the person next to us smell it, and we'd say something, some kind of blessing over it, whatever the oil, the smell evoked in us, whatever kind of positive thing we wanted to weave into that, the magic of the oil. And it was very intimate and heartfelt and fun, and there's such a great group of people. And the oil itself, I must say, every time I wear it, oh, there's not been a day that I've worn the oil where, you know, I didn't get laid or feel very physically vital in other aspects. Which, you know, hey, that was pretty much the stated intent of the oil. So it works. We were like, we're going to make some horny god sex oil. Or maybe that was just my interpretation of it, but that's all that matters for me. It may do other things for other people, but for me it was pretty... I've been feeling pretty good sexually, you know? Hi, Tic Tac. Tic Tac doesn't have any sexual organs. He's been neutered. Wonder what would happen if I put some horn god oil on this little critter. Hey! Hey, Tic Tac, come here! No, I won't do that to him. Oh, you want to come back up on my lap?
Yes, you do.
Okay. That little lap dogs, they're so different. Oh, he's hitting the microphone. They're so different from my big old, you know, person dog that I have, Seamus. Anyway, so that was the, kind of like a lighter side of Samhain. The gay men's ritual was a little bit more festive and in terms of just life-affirming, you know. And that's just because of the, I think the people that were there, and they're all just so cute. And, you know, when I'm in a room full of cute gay guys who are also pagans, I just, how could I not be happy? I mean, I am in heaven pretty much. So that was that. And that was pretty much Samhain for me, ladies and gentlemen, and kids of all ages. So I would love to hear back from all of you to hear what you all did for Samhain. And you of course know the email address by now, but I feel compelled to tell you again. It's eatmypaganass@gmail.com. And you can also come to the blog at eatmypaganass.livejournal.com. Okay, now, that was Samhain, right? Right. What's next? Yule. But you know what? I'm 32 minutes in, and I'm just going to wrap this up. And just, we'll get to Yule some other time. Probably, like, next February. and I really want, I'll have Carmen back on the air with me. That bitch better show up. She ain't all that, you know what I'm saying? She acting like she missed Ivana Trump and shit. Too busy to do a podcast. Damn. You all better start sending her some angry emails. Say, Carmen, you better get on that podcast with Lucky Licious right now, or we're gonna all fly up to New York City. We're gonna kick your pagan ass, bitch. That ought to do the trick, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you could all do magic. Well, this is your assignment. I want you all to do a spell to get, like, Hocus Pocus, Alamagocus. I want Carmen and Lucky to do another podcast episode together. So mote it be. Poof. There you go. Hey, wait a minute. There's one more thing that I have to say. Guess what else died this Samhain? Republicans! Woohoo! Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Republicans got their asses kicked all across this country on every level of government, and that was a really awesome thing. So, it's almost like you know, in the year two thousand, wasn't it? No, I don't remember. 2006, 2004. Yeah, 2000. God, that's when, like, we entered the dark side and Voldemort took over. And the entire Earth was sent careening on an alternate universe that was never meant to be, full of war and destruction and misery. And that shit is finally coming to an end, and Jupiter is now in the sign of Sagittarius. Woohoo! Which means life is going to be a little bit more fun for all of us kids. So, you know, I think that this coming new year is going to be fucking awesome. For everyone. I mean, I honestly don't know anybody in my life right now who, for whom things aren't looking up, you know? People are traveling a lot, which is a Sagittarian thing. People are doing well financially, mostly. I haven't heard much trouble, you know, in that regard. Ooh, animals. It's also a year for animals. Yay, because that's also Sagittarius too, right? Oh, like Tic Tac here. He says, rrr, rrr, ruff, 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 ruff. Animals. Why do I think Sagittarius and animals? Well, because you're half horse, half beast, half man, and it's about the blending of the two and the harmonizing of the two and taking both up to higher levels of consciousness and awareness, right? Right. Tic Tac. Yes. Oh, that's my dog. Seamus getting jealous out there. So, okay, well, happy New Year, everyone. Happy Blessed Samhain. Thank you all for your patience and waiting for this episode. I'm really sorry that it took this long to do it, but I've missed you all and I've thought about you all a lot and really, really wanted to do this. So I'm sure I haven't even told Carmen I'm doing this, and none of you are going to tell her. You're all going to be in for it. I swear. This is our little secret. This is my hijack episode. So yeah, blessed be everyone. I hope you all have a great Yule coming up, and I hope that the lessons that you learned this past Samhain are going to give you that little extra push towards the better life that is possible for all of us. So blessed be. Bye.